Iranian president flags down effects of the Western sanctions against Tehran. Iran says the country's nuclear program is on the right track. Zionist regime launches a new strike on Syria, targeting a research center in Damascus. Syria describes the Zionist aggression a flagrant violation of international law. And Iran censured Zionist regime military aggression against Syria. In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of IRIN and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. The Iranian president has played down the effects of the Western sanctions against Tehran, saying the Iranian people will win over embargoes within the next 4 months. Addressing a large group of people in Urumqi city, northwestern Iran, on Sunday, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said today the enemy has imposed the heaviest sanctions against the Iranian nation to prevent its speedy move, and they imagine they can impede the Iranian nation's progress by such desperate moves. He said the enemy should know that the Iranian nation would overcome all sanctions and would foil the plots of ill-wishers. The head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran says the country's nuclear program is on the right track. Fariduddin Abbasi also accused the Western governments of seeking to monopolize nuclear technology. He said fossil fuel will finish in the near future and that, considering the current reserves of uranium in the world, nuclear fuel will be sufficient for the next 200 years. He said only 5 to 10% of nuclear energy is related to producing weapons and 90 to 95% of this energy can serve human developments. He said in the future, all sciences will depend on possessing satellites, adding that without nuclear technology, we cannot send satellites into space and the enemies will not help us in this regard. Now, Syria says the Zionist regime has launched a new strike on the country, targeting a research center in a suburb of the capital, Damascus, following heavy losses of al-Qaeda affiliated groups at the hands of the Syrian army. The Syrian state television said the Jamaria Research Center, located northwest of the capital, was a target of the Zionist regime missile attack. There have also been reports of casualties. Heavy blasts were also heard in Damascus overnight. The Jamaria Research Center was also targeted by a Zionist regime airstrike in January. The Sunday attack came shortly after Tel Aviv confirmed on Friday that its warplanes had hit a game-changing target in Syria. The new Zionist regime attacks in Syria takes place in the face of the Arab and international silence regarding the serious breach of international laws. The Zionist regime's military fighters also breached the Lebanese airspace. Meanwhile, Syria has described the recent Zionist regime aggression against its territory as a flagrant violation of international law, adding that the attacks have opened the door to all possibilities. Syrian Information Minister Omran el-Zoubi told reporters following an emergency government meeting on Sunday that Syria has the right and the duty to defend its people by all available means, and that Syria will not give in to Zionist aggression. He stated that the Zionist attacks against Syria have made the Middle East more dangerous. Zoubi also stressed that Zionist strikes are evidence of Tel Aviv's links with militants fighting against the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Earlier, the Syrian Foreign Ministry, in a separate letter to United Nations and the Security Council, said Zionist regime strikes on Syria show Tel Aviv's coordination with terrorist groups operating in Syria, including al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front. This comes as the Iranian foreign minister has also severely censured Zionist military aggression against Syria, which killed and wounded a number of innocent people and caused widespread destruction. On a telephone conversation on Sunday, Ali Akbar Salehi and Syrian foreign minister Walid al-Mualim discussed the latest developments in the country. The Iranian and Syrian ministers exchanged views on ways to settle the crisis in Syria through peaceful channels and prepare the grounds for holding national dialogue as the only way to end months of unrest in the country. Salehi also condemned the desecration of a revered Muslim figure's shrine on the outskirts of the Syrian capital, Damascus, by militants operating in Syria. The Iranian minister praised Syria's resistance against enemy plots and said such brutal measures run counter to basic human principles. Meantime, the Iranian foreign ministry spokesman also condemned the Zionist military aggression against Syria, urging regional countries to stand up against Tel Aviv. Rami Mehmanparast slammed the Zionists' aggression and Tel Aviv's attempts to create insecurity and instability in the region, calling for unity and solidarity among regional countries and their convergence against the Zionist threats. Mehmanparast described as calculated Tel Aviv's attacks against Damascus and the desecration of a revered site belonging to a Shia Muslim figures. Now, the Iranian defense minister says the Zionist regime launched the recent attack against Syria with a U.S. approval. Brigadier General Ahmad Vahidi said the adventurism of the Zionist regime in the region will heighten the anti-Zionism waves and shorten the life of this fake regime. The Iranian defense minister warned that the sinister measures by the Zionist regime jeopardize the security of the entire region and noted that such moves by Tel Aviv reveal the regime's confusion over the current developments across the Middle East. On Saturday, U.S. President Barack Obama said the Zionist regime had the right to launch airstrikes on Syria. The commander of the Iranian army's ground forces says Iran is ready to train the Syrian army should Damascus require assistance. Brigadier General Ahmad Rezafurdasan added that the Syrian army has gained experience during years of conflict with the occupying regime of Tel Aviv and has the ability to defend itself with no need for foreign assistance. He, however, emphasized that Iran would not have active involvement in their operations. And now a recap of our top stories. Iranian president plays down effects of the Western sanctions against Tehran. Iran says the country's nuclear program is on the right track. Zionist regime launches a new strike on Syria targeting research center in Damascus. Syria describes the Zionist aggression a flagrant violation of international law. And Iran censures Zionist regime military aggression against Syria. A seminar on global health diplomacy with the aim of international exchanges and regional and trans-regional cooperation was held in Tehran on Sunday. Representatives of World Health Organization, the UNICEF, as well as Iranian health officials participated in the seminar and discussed the issue of global health. IRINN correspondent Mariam Beghpour has a talk with one of the participants.
This is a very important seminar, I think, because it gathers academicians as well as students to examine some of the issues, global issues that are related to health. This is extremely important. It brings to the attention of these people the problem of Millennium Development Goals achievements globally, and also we look at certain global instruments that support health, for example, international health regulations, as well as the framework for tobacco control. This seminar is important because it brings a reality check for the students and the academicians, and it reduces the gap between their knowledge and the information that they wish to acquire and the skills they wish to acquire in public health. It reduces this gap with the reality, so they can do some reality check, and they make them understand that why public health addresses certain problems and certain issues, and what is the global mechanisms that influence health in the country and outside it. About the MDGs, Iran is on the right track. Iran has been able to achieve most of the MDGs. There are still some work to do, specifically in terms of HIV/AIDS, to be able to address the issue. And this is a big issue not only for Iran, but we have noted also that globally, the MDG for related to HIV/AIDS will not be achieved in the year 2015. That does not mean that all the efforts that were done so far were not fruitful. It was successful in order to influence further increase in cases, but still we did not achieve the target that was given globally in the world.
According to Bahrain, has sentenced 31 anti-regime protesters to 15 years behind bars after convicting them of attacking a police patrol in the village of Setra. The group was charged with attempted murder and setting a police car ablaze, in addition to rioting and possessing petrol bombs. The defendants, however, have denied the charges and said they had been tortured into making confessions. Bahrain has handed long jail terms to anti-regime protesters as part of its crackdown on protests since the beginning of demonstrations in the Persian Gulf country. Bahraini protesters say they will continue holding anti-regime demonstrations until their demand for the establishment of a democratically elected government is met. Violent clashes between Pakistani army troops and militants have killed at least 18 people in the country's troubled northwestern tribal region. The casualties come after heavy overnight fighting took place in the wake of a fresh military push in the Terab Valley in the tribal Khyber district of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Separately, a roadside bomb targeting a military convoy on Sunday killed two Pakistani soldiers and wounded three more in an area about 45 kilometers south of Miranshah, the main town in North Waziristan. Since late 2009, there has been a surge in militant attacks in Pakistan. NATO on Sunday confirmed the deaths of eight soldiers in one of the deadliest days in four foreign troops in Afghanistan in recent months. A NATO spokesman in Kabul said five U.S. troops were killed on Saturday by a roadside bomb in the south of the country. Meantime, in the northern province of Bagalan, a German soldier was killed and another wounded in fighting with insurgents. The German military also confirmed the news, saying the soldiers were accompanying an Afghan-led military operation in Bagalan when they came under fire.
Yesterday, eight ISAF soldiers were killed in different areas of Afghanistan. Five soldiers were killed at an explosion of an IED in the southern part of Afghanistan. One soldier was killed in North Afghanistan, and two others were killed in the west of Afghanistan when a member of the Afghan National Army shot at them.
Nearly a dozen people have died and several others injured and a car bomb attack carried out in the Somali capital of Mogadishu on Sunday. The bomb attack was carried out in an area that is about 100 meters away from the Turkish embassy. The Al-Qaeda-linked Somali radical group of Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for suicide car bomb assault, which killed at least 10 people and injured several others.
The attack targeted an Arab delegation, that is Qatari officials, who arrived in Mogadishu today. It missed its target and instead hit civilians in the area.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has slammed U.S. President Barack Obama and called him the Grand Chief of Devils. Maduro made the comment during his speech on Sunday as a response to Obama's interview with a Spanish-language television network a day earlier, where Obama refrained from saying whether Washington recognized Maduro as the new president of Venezuela. The Venezuelan president also charged Washington with helping the Venezuelan opposition financially. A new poll shows German Chancellor Angela Merkel's Conservative Party has plummeted to its lowest ranking in 7 months following a recent tax evasion scandal as the country's general election draws near. According to an opinion poll, support for Merkel's Christian Democrats and their partner party in the state of Bavaria, the Christian Social Union, has slashed 3% from 40% recorded a week earlier. Merkel's ruling alliance has lost a number of state elections in recent months. Germany is on the tip of falling into recession after reports of weakened economy and growing gap between the rich and poor. The German economy minister has reportedly predicted that for 2013, the economic growth would most likely be 0.4%, which is less than half of the 1.0% forecasted by the government. And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of IRIN in English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Till then, take care and have a very great time. Goodbye now.